Have you ever sent an email and then no one responds? This can be annoying and can leave you wondering if your message was even received. Remember how this feels when someone sends you a message next time before you avoid a reply, confirm receipt. I can be just as guilty as the next person for not responding to emails. Some of the reasons why I might not respond is because I haven't seen it or read it. This reason is legitimate. However, another reason I may not respond is because I don't know the answer or I'm not sure how I want to respond. In this situation, if the email is time sensitive, it's better to acknowledge you are in receipt of the email and that you will circle back with an answer soon, or give a specific time frame of when to expect your response. The pitch challenge today: become more proactive about responses to emails so you are in control of the timeline. I think many of us make the mistake of just not responding at all until we have all our ducks in a row or know the answer we want to give. The problem with this approach is that the other person does not know what you are doing, and you could either risk losing the opportunity altogether or causing more aggravation and tension in the communication. It's always best to say, if you don't know what to say, "Thanks for your message. Let me think on that and get back to you by the end of the week," or whatever your proposed timeline is for the particular request. Then make sure you do it. You may need to write it down in your to-do list to get done. Avoid a no reply to an email as a reminder for you to reply. Don't let emails pile up that way. Confirm receipt as soon as you can so the sender is not left in limbo and you have time to issue a meaningful response.